Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Yes, welcome back. And Darren Dreger back with us all hockey season right here, Fridays at 11:30. And I need to recognize something. It is also National POW and MIA Recognition Day. So somebody tweeted that to me, and I went and looked it up and made sure it was true. We talk about national days. That is one that should not be forgotten. Darren Dreger, welcome to the show, sir. Let's get right to it. Riv and Marty are having an off-camera debate, on-camera debate all the time. And it basically comes down to Mikko Rantanen in this one about how much he's going to get and should he get more than Mitch Marner.
Right. Well, I understand the debate. And I think that that's where the negotiation is stalled with the Colorado Avalanche, as was reported by The Athletic this morning. I mean, Colorado is more comfortable on a long-term deal at around 8.5 AAV. But, I mean, based on the points and everything that Mikko Rantanen has done for the Colorado Avalanche in the National Hockey League, I mean, the Marner comparable makes some sense. And I think that that's why you've got a stalemate between Rantanen and the Avs. It really doesn't make dollars or cents that Mikko Rantanen would agree to a deal that's, what, $2.5 million per year less than Mitch Marner. Doesn't make sense.
What about Rantanen waiting for Braden Point and Tampa to sign, and the same situation there? Like, how much less money can Point take compared to Marner, and Rantanen files into the same discussion right there, right, Drex?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, the reality of both organizations is you do have what some believe to be an artificial human salary cap. And, yeah, you know, you've got that in Nathan MacKinnon with the Avalanche, and you've got that in Nikita Kucherov with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, Kucherov is, in my opinion anyway, the Tampa Bay Lightning's top player, if you want to, you know, excuse the goaltending, I suppose, of Vasilevsky. But I don't think that that matters anymore. You guys might have a different, you know, mindset on this, but it's more about how the salary cap annually is going up and the leverage that these young players currently have. And, you know, Braden Point is a star in the National Hockey League. And I don't get the sense that that negotiation is anywhere close between the Lightning and the Point camp. Now, as we've already witnessed, certainly with Mitch Marner, to some degree with Brock Besser and the Vancouver Canucks, things can change very quickly with a phone call. But there's got to be a want to change, a want to offer some concession from these young players' perspective. Otherwise, these stalemates drag on, and that could very well be the case in Tampa Bay and in Colorado.
Any news on connecting Ristolainen in Winnipeg?
Well, I mean, it makes some sense, doesn't it? Obviously, given the Dustin Byfuglien scenario. The one thing that I hesitate to connect Winnipeg to Ristolainen is, you know, what's the ask going to be? As we talked about last week, and I think that we can all appreciate why. If Buffalo is moving Rasmus Ristolainen, then they've got to get a hell of a return. And, you know, that's going to be that first-round draft pick. It could be a top prospect or a young NHL player. And that's just two pieces of what could be a bigger package. You know, Buffalo is in no hurry to move Ristolainen, even though, you know, the trade speculation has been rampant. It's been out there for months, and it seemed to peak a little bit again entering training camp. But Buffalo has to get exact return. And when I look at Winnipeg, I don't know how Winnipeg can afford to give up those assets. So, you know, again, depending on what happens with Byfuglien, and Winnipeg has made it be known that they're going to be incredibly patient with Dustin Byfuglien, they may have to look for something that isn't quite as expensive in terms of the assets that'll have to be doled out to acquire a defenseman. But they're going to need an NHL defenseman if Byfuglien decides he's retiring.
How long is the timeline here with Byfuglien? You know, he's obviously not at training camp. He's gone home. Yeah. they want to give him and respect his personal leave. But at what point do they want an answer? I think they're really, really lacking on defense, even with Bufflin in the lineup. Without him, it's devastating. So how long before they need an answer from him?
Well, look, I mean, timing is of the essence, Riv. I don't think there's any doubt of that. And when you start the regular season, you know, there's got to be some sort of on-the-books explanation for the absence of Dustin Bufflin. I mean, otherwise, the Winnipeg Jets clearly are going to get charged with his cap hit. So maybe, you know, they're boxed into a corner where they've got to suspend him without pay. I'm not sure how that's going to shake down. I can appreciate the position of the Winnipeg Jets and them wanting to give him as much time as he needs. But at the end of the day, they've got to do what's right by all the other players within the organization who are going to have to forge forward if he decides that he needs more time or ultimately if he retires. So there's no firm deadline. But I would think that, you know, if you get around October 2nd, I'm pretty sure that Kevin Cheveldayoff, the general manager, who's got history with Dustin Bufflin dating back to Chicago, will have to reach out and say, look, Buff, you know, we need an indication here, or we're going to have to do something on paper that's going to help us move in another direction.
That's why he's the insider and he's the best, because every time you started talking, I'm like, oh, I have a question. Could they suspend him without pay? Oh, I have a question. Is the start of the season a deadline? And you answer both of those questions. So now I've got nothing for you, Drek, so I'll pass it over to Petey. I'm sure
you're
going to
quiet for the next 10
minutes. You're going a different direction.
He's going
into
rib mode, Drek.
Well, if you give a guy a leave of absence, like Craig Anderson's a few years back with the Ottawa Senators, they still paying the guy because there's a family matter. But with Dustin Bufflin, they may think, hey, we got to suspend you without pay, because they got to think about their own organization as well.
So there's no way they can throw him on any kind of long-term IR? I mean,
he's not hurt.
Well, okay.
He's not hurt.
What if, hypothetically speaking, what if it's an issue of emotion? What if it's an emotional issue? Can't that be looked at the same way as an injury? If it's some kind of an anxiety or a depression or of some sorts, a personal leave of that regard?
Yeah, but you'd have to prove it, Petey. And I would think by now the National Hockey League has had some communication with the Winnipeg Jets. And maybe they did initially when Winnipeg decided that they were going to give Dustin Bufflin a leave of absence. You know, I don't know this for fact, but my understanding, or at least my expectation, would be when Bufflin was in Winnipeg, there had to have been a conversation with Cheveldayoff, likely with Paul Maurice and the coaching staff and maybe the training staff as well, where Bufflin said, look, I'm just not feeling up to it right now. And there's a chance that I may not come back and play and I may opt to retire. And Winnipeg probably kicked into a bit of panic mode, because as we started this topic, I mean, you're right. When you look at the Winnipeg Jets blue line, a year ago, we're talking about this blue line arguably being one of the best in hockey, period. And now you don't have Tyler Myers and you don't have Jacob Trouba, and you had to let Ben Chiarot go, and now you don't have Dustin Bufflin. I think that was the only recourse that management in Winnipeg had. So you'd have to sell the National Hockey League that there's legitimately an emotional or a physical issue here to allow to have him put on LTIR.
Darren Dreger joining us here on the Instigators every Friday at 11:30, so you're not going to want to miss it. TSN Hockey Insider. Marty, you sounded like you were just about to say something, but if not, I'm rolling through. I don't know if you saw the obviously you saw Thomas Chabot's contract. I'm not sure if you saw Jeremy Roenick's tweet about how he feels about young players making money and the Alan Walsh thing. You don't have to get into that. But I didn't know if you knew the owner's perspective on handing out a lot of the big money to young players.
Well, I honestly think that this is a win for the Ottawa Senators. And I understand that is a ton of money, $8 million annual average salary for a player who I guess we could argue hasn't fully proved himself as a star NHL defenseman. I do a lot of Ottawa Senators games regionally for TSN. I mean, most nights he was lights out good last year, and he was their best player and made a case that he is a star in the NHL. Where the win comes for me in this is Ottawa didn't have to give up any bonus money. Like, look at the deals that we're seeing signed by these budding stars like Marner, where 93% of it is signing bonus money. To not have to pay bonus money at this stage, I mean, that's a win for the Ottawa Senators, and they get long-term as well.
Is this one of those situations where you can negotiate, and I don't know if it's done or if you know and talk to agents, where you say, okay, I will take $8 million a year without any bonuses because we know that Ottawa cannot afford the bonuses, or we'll take 7.4 annual average salary, but there's got to be some money up front. Like, does that get negotiated in the number at the end like that?
I would assume that, you know, as part of this negotiation, Marty, there's no question that, you know, the agent and the club would have explored all of those situations, all of those opportunities. I mean, at the end of the day, here's a young kid who's getting full term security and obviously financial security for, you know, his future family and perhaps his future family's family. $64 million US is a ton of money, but you know, the Ottawa Senators, I think, have learned a little bit from past history as well. They couldn't go down a similar path that they went down Erik Karlsson with. And in a different circumstance, because when they engaged with Erik Karlsson, I mean, he had a year left on his contract, and then he was going to be an unrestricted free agent. This is different because Shabbat would have been a restricted free agent. So I think all of those scenarios would have been explored. But again, I credit, you know, Pierre Dorion and the Ottawa Senators for bucking up and getting this deal done. But I also give some credit to Thomas Chabot for signing up with an organization long-term that has been mired in turmoil on an annual basis for the last few years.
Yeah, well, not to mention, though, too, that $64 million, I don't know what the exchange rate is right now.
It's $85 million Canadian.
Were you doing the math on the exchange rate?
Listen, when you got a Canadian kid signing for American dollars, it's the first thing you're going to do, because at the end of that contract, that's $85 million Canadian.
Yep.
It's a big chunk.
That's a big chunk of money.
And guys, I wonder a little bit here too, how much of the harmony that we seem to have between the National Hockey League and the Players Association also kind of lent itself to the conclusion and the agreement of this contract. Because not having that signing bonus money, I mean... there's lockout protection when you're a guy like Mitch Marner and you're cashing in a signing bonus check of $15.3 million in year one. So the fact that it sounds like the Players Association and the National Hockey League are working towards an extension of the CBA, I think that that would have made it a little bit easier for Thomas Chabot and his people to say, okay, we'll take this deal even though it's an annual salary.
Well, the way the Ottawa Senators can offer a lockout protection to Thomas Chabot is saying, we'll make that salary as low as possible in the 2022-2023 season, which is $4 million. He's averaging $8 million, but that year we'll make $4 million. Yeah. So we'd only lose some of that money. I mean, that's what the difference between is between Toronto and Ottawa, a high cash team and a low cash team. You see it right there in the contracts.
The world is a strange
and now
place.
You got to wonder a little bit here, fellow, sorry, about what happens with Brady Tkachuk. Right? I mean, you've got Matthew Tkachuk, who's a restricted free agent. Doesn't seem like he's signing in Calgary anytime soon. And his younger brother, Brady, isn't that far away from facing something similar. And now Brady has, a contract in Thomas Chabot. Again, different positions, obviously, but similar stature, I would think, in the organization. So he's got a year or two to think about that, but it's going to be noteworthy and interesting moving forward.
Well, those two kids are just trying to figure out the fastest way to get to St. Louis. The other thing I wanted to say was interesting when I said the world is a strange place, because I never thought I'd ever hear the NHL and the NHLPA ever described as the word harmony. It's the world has definitely changed, and I want you in your best Mike Babcock impression to announce the captain of the Leafs already.
Hey, you know what? We've got a real good opportunity here to apply leadership, but I want everybody out there in Leafland to understand that we've got a great leadership core. It could be Ozzy, maybe it's Riles, or maybe we go back to JT. I can't tell you for sure, but I'll tell you, we'll have a C on somebody's jersey before game one.
Amazing. And who is it? Who's it going to be?
Well, I feel like the market is pushing for Austin Matthews. So who would be surprised if it's Austin Matthews? And I think that he'd do an excellent job. But I tell you, the more that I'm around Morgan Riley, and this is no disrespect to Matthews or John Tavares, Morgan Riley was born to be a captain in the National Hockey League, and I'm sure all of his teammates would say the same thing. So it's not going to be a miss if Riley doesn't get the C. He'll be identified as a captain, but I think in any other market, it would probably be Morgan Riley.
Can I ask you one thing? Do Matthews and Babcock get along?
I think they get along in terms of, look, the player understands what the coach is trying to get out of him. But conversely, the player is a young player, and maybe this year will be different, probably believes that he's proven enough at the National Hockey League level that he can take on more of a load. And what is that? You know, is it getting him penalty kill time more so on a consistent basis? I'm not sure. I think that there's an appreciation for each other's position. I think there's a coach-player understanding. Do they love each other? I don't know that Austin Matthews loves Mike Babcock, but he respects him. And it's Babcock's job to push the buttons of every player, including his star centerman.
All right, Dregs, awesome as usual. Anything from you guys?
Yeah, Bills are 2-0, Dregs. What do you think they do this Sunday against Cincinnati at home opener?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Bills fan. I like them. I have an appreciation. I think they go 3-0.
Starting to lose you here, Dregs. Starting to lose you.
Other than what's that?
Misconnection. You said you're not a huge Bills fan. Somehow it seems to cut off right after that.
Buffalo market here, Dregs. Buffalo,
you know what?
Market.
Let's see if we can rile this fan base up even more. Tell me you're a Patriots fan.
No, I'm not a Patriots
okay.
fan. No. But I'll tell you, every Sunday, and it's been glorious the last couple of Sundays, I hang out with a couple of lifelong diehard Miami Dolphins fans. Oh, my God. It is so much fun watching the Dolphins take it between the eyes on a weekly basis.
Well, then you got some points here because when the Dolphins come in, they say squish the fish. So maybe you can let your buddies know back in Toronto.
Yeah. See you, Drake.
I'll do that, boys.
Oh, wait. It's podcast. Oh.
Yes, your podcast.
Yeah, plug it in so that we can listen
to it. Well, it's not just my podcast. It's the catchy title of the Ray and Dregs Hockey Podcast. So it launches October 1st, just before the start of the NHL regular season. I mean, obviously a ton of hockey talk, but one thing I can assure you, you guys have been around Ray Ferraro a little bit. I've been around him a lot. There is no one more funny or entertaining when he gets pissed off, and it happens so much. So that's my job in trying to get him going on a weekly basis. So
you know what?
Look forward on all the podcast formats.
We got to get old Mr. Ray Ferraro there to go against old man River here toe to toe in something because misery loves company. But I got to tell you,
oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to be around this kind of misery on a daily basis. I'll tell you that. And I got to tell you, I'm a very positive person, always happy,
yeah.
But I leave here on a daily basis just feeling like I've been kicked in the gut every single day when it comes to emotion. Dregs, thanks for your time.
Okay, boys, have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
You too.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.